Here you go, Terry. Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the book, The Gates of Prayer, we hear, who rises from prayer, better persons. Their prayer is answered. Heavenly Father, we experience the stress of this time and are aware of the difficult decisions that we face and know at many levels that we need to pray and know your presence in our lives. May we find time for prayer, and may it make us better persons so our actions, thoughts, and words are integrated into what we decide and do here. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Kevany, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Pergeson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
Second, a quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session.
Senator from St. Francois.
Mr. President, I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You have heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests, the Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I am pleased to say that I have some wonderful folks here from Immaculata Manor in Liberty, Missouri, in beautiful Clay County. They are up in the upper gallery in the pink, and I've dressed appropriately for them. We have Stacy Bratcher, the director, and Tina, Christina, Liz, Rose, Julie, Mary, Kira, Stacy, Peggy, and Jessica. I think I got everybody. I would appreciate it if the Missouri Senate would make them feel welcome.
Let's all welcome the guests of the Senator from Clay to the Missouri Senate here today. The chair has an introduction to make, and that is Kerry Edwards of St. Louis, Missouri, here on my right and your left on the sofa. Kerry Edwards. Introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Don't start down that center aisle, Senator. Don't do that now. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from St. Francis, sir.
Mr. President, could you go to the order of business of reports from standing committees?
Reports of standing committees. The Senator from Buchanan approaches the chair.
Of reports of standing committees, the Senator from the second. Do you have a report? At your leisure, Whenever you're ready.
Mr. President, I have a report.
Send it forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 747, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Roop, Chairman.
Chair would like to refer House Concurrent Resolution Number 16, also House Concurrent Resolution Number 52, to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics. Senator St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements.
Would you recognize me for announcements?
Senator St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. What we're going to do, would you like to talk? Mr. President, would you like to discuss what your plan is on for this afternoon?
Not from the chair.
Okay, then I'd be happy to. At 4 o'clock, we're going to re-meet in here, and we're going to give some reports from these. They're going along pretty well. If you'll need to meet after that, we can. But the intention would then be is to try to wrap that up within an hour and then go into regular session for approximately 2 hours to try to go through some of these bills for perfection that were consent bills and get them off the calendar, because if we don't clear the dockets for some of these, and so I think there's 3 or 4 bills that we will put on the side for vehicles. If we don't do that, then we're not going to have the vehicles to do your changes if you want to make some changes with. So that's what we're going to try to do tonight and hopefully be out of here very early this evening. And that's where we're at. And now.
Senator from Buchanan. Senator from Cape.
Announcement.
Proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. To the Senator from the 7th, the Senator from the 4th, and the Senator from the 26th, I'm going to ask that upon adjournment, we meet in the side gallery where we are. I did not follow instructions very well. Bring your notebooks, and we need to, although I think we addressed every topic there, we still want to go through the emails that we received and get all of that information that's there. So we're going to flip through that upon the adjournment. So if I can get the Senator from the 7th, the Senator from the 4th, and the Senator from the 26th, and also announce, because we never really adjourned or did anything, that the retirement subcommittee will go over the Missourians' submitted ideas. So we'll do that in the side gallery as soon as we adjourn. Thank you.
Senator from Buchanan, for what purpose?
Thank you, Mr. President. Just want to talk a little bit more about process. These are going along very well. But at 4 o'clock, for the folks that are on these committees, we will have a table and a lectern at the front. We'll also have a microphone available, and the expectation is that you come present your ideas to the entire Senate. It's up to your group how you do that. You can do that as a group. You can do it as the chairman of the committee leading that. Flip charts, because we will not be in session. You can bring your flip charts in and your easel and go through them that way if you want to. That's entirely up to you. But the expectations are that you will come back and present your ideas. Minimum 5. If you have more ideas, better ideas, doesn't have to be limited to 5. But that's what we'll do at 4 o'clock. So just wanted to make everybody aware of what the expectations are, and we'll continue on in the process.
Senator from 14th, what purpose do you rise?
Yes, we are still on the business of announcements. I would like to make an announcement, please.
Proceed, Senator.
That the Express Scripts organization has provided lunch for all of us in the rotunda. Thank you.
Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, one more announcement, and that is the chairman. A couple of chairmen have already asked me about how much time. We're hoping around an hour for 8, so if you can divide, that gives you an idea. We don't need our presentations from each chairman, just the high points of the major ideas. Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 4:30 today.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from St. Francis that the Senate stand in recess until 4:30. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say yes. All those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate is in recess until 4:30 p.m.